on our mind today. It's Fontenot, North Dakota. It's a few things in the news with the Defense Department cuts and crazy Malaysian Airlines communication with family members of the victims of that awful plane crash or tragedy or whatever's happened there, whether it's a terrorist attack or whatever. A few things on our Facebook page we've been talking about. Now we want to know what's on your mind. So don't make us play the crickets. The crickets come out when you're forcing us to tell us what's on our mind rather than share what's on your mind.
Yes, there they are.
So when you hear those, it means two things. Time to tell us what's on your mind. And there's lines open to do just that at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And you can also go to our Facebook page and weigh in on the comments there. Supreme Court hearing two very important cases on the same basic issue of religious freedoms today. We've talked a little bit about that. That could be on your mind. This is one we haven't talked about, but I think is really stupid myself. Major League Baseball. Is it their idea? I don't know who came up with this idea, but there's a move afoot to make Major League Baseball's opening day a national holiday. I don't know. Maybe this is the same folks that want us to turn into Canada, where you know there's like a holiday a week for crying out loud. Baseball, I guess, is sometimes referred to as America's pastime, and that's great. That's fine. If you love baseball and you want to go to the opener, take the day off. Go there. But a national holiday? I think that's getting to be a little stupid. That's getting to be a little over the top. We've already got antitrust exemptions and a few other goodies that they can
have. What fun is it to skip work if you get the day off of work to go watch baseball?
But we're getting a little crazy here, aren't we not?
Yeah.
Holiday crazy?
Ugh.
Unbelievable. So I don't think the first day of Major League Baseball ought to be a national holiday. Does that make me a bah humbug? Does that make me anti-baseball? Or does that just make me someone with some common sense? And I'd like us to do a better job, actually, with the holidays we do have, of not having them be a holiday for the sake of a holiday, but, for instance, on Veterans Day. Let's actually have school on Veterans Day or Memorial Day or Martin Luther King Day. Let's have school and then maybe use the curriculum that day to talk about veterans, the sacrifices they've made.
To learn
a little bit more. Yeah, I mean,
I agree. Same thing with MLK Day. I mean, let's take it and turn it into the lesson it needs to be so it doesn't get lost in the shuffle of all these various holidays that all anybody knows anymore is it's a day off.
And as far as the school year, Christmas, Thanksgiving, yep, obviously, those are good breaks. Beyond that, use it as a teaching opportunity and not just a day to mess off, you know? Labor Day.
Not going to be able to call it Christmas anymore eventually, though, you know that, right?
I guess Labor Day is one day you're supposed to celebrate great American labor, right, and have a rest from all that labor the rest of the year? I don't know. Another question I need an answer to. And maybe we'll just ask the sponsor herself. But Senator Heidi Heitkamp has put out some new legislation on the coal industry. There is a great piece of legislation that is bipartisan that Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, has out. And rather than co-sponsor that legislation, which many people have been doing, or suggesting that Senator Heitkamp do, rather, she has put out her own piece of legislation. Now, my question is that so she can say, hey, see, I sponsor coal-friendly legislation, too, but knowing it has no chance of passing, is not signing on to the Manchin legislation sort of a way to curry favor with the Obama administration? It's a question I have that I think should go from us or from the media to from her as well, because Senator Dorgan was good at this, right? He would he'd be able to say he'd have to, be able to say, hey, here's my way of doing it. Here's my way of supporting it. But it really has it's a political maneuver, right? Rather than sign on to something that has some momentum, that actually if enough Democrats and enough Republicans sign on to, the administration is forced to go down that path, and there becomes momentum from both sides of the aisle, you throw a monkey wrench in the works and put out another piece of legislation. I don't know. It smells political to me, and I'd like to know the answer to it. But, again, I'm telling you what's on my mind, and I want to know what's on yours. Shane and Minot listening on KCJB at 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind, Shane.
Hey, I got a comment about the first day of baseball being a national holiday. That's a ridiculous idea, and there are many reasons why, but primarily, they play 162 games. 162 games. I mean, the first game of the season has, you know, almost no impact on what's going to happen by the end. So, I mean, yeah, it's not that big a deal.
There's a petition. I don't know if you heard about this process, but if you get 100,000 signatures for anything, the White House actually has agreed to consider it. So a bunch of baseball fans have the requisite amount of signatures, over 100,000 now, in this campaign to make opening day a national holiday. And Ozzie Smith started this. So now actually it's up to the White House to make the final call on this.
Does this mean if we get 100,000 signatures, we could get a Scott Hannon Day declared by President Obama? I mean, you did agree with him last week, as I recall.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I'd like to answer that with a petition to move Super Bowl Sunday to Saturday. That would be more important than making the first day of baseball a national holiday.
Well, get going on those signatures, Shane.
okay. Well, not only that, but when did Super Bowl Sunday, and then it's so darn late in the day.
Yeah.
Think about it. On the East Coast, the game gets done at like 10 o'clock or something, or 11 o'clock. I mean,
yeah,
we're all wasted.
Just think what that does to the workforce on Monday. It's terrible, awful, horrible.
Also, we should have a Super Bowl Monday holiday then to make up for Super Bowl, because we need Saturday to shop and clean. Sunday for the game, do we need Monday to recover? Should that be a national holiday?
Well, that's a thought.
Have we become? We're going to mark you down as a big fat no on whether or not Major League Baseball ought to have an opening day as a national holiday. Shane, we'll see if others agree or disagree with you. Should Major League Baseball opening day be a national holiday? You tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Rick in Bismarck is next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Rick.
Yeah, Scott, I got something on my mind, and you just mentioned that Senator Highcap was going to bring up a bill about coal, and you saying it's political because there's no way will it ever pass. Well, what about the people that the 50 times they voted for Obamacare knowing it wouldn't pass? And I'm just showing you my thoughts of what I think about what you just said. I don't think it's right.
All right, so
what's up? The coal companies in North Dakota, and then you saying, well, it's not going to pass, so why should she? It's all political. And I don't think that's right, because the House has put in so many 50 times already about Obamacare, knowing it's not going to pass, so why do they keep doing it? It's all political.
All right, so fair point on your part, Rick, in saying politicians of both parties push things they know they have no chance of passing. I'll cede that point to you, Rick.
Okay, I agree with that, yes.
Okay, so now my question is, if we want to help the coal industry, okay, and you have Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who has been the number one force on this, a Democrat from West Virginia, former governor there, he's been probably the biggest staunch supporter of coal as a Democrat. Heidi Heitkamp not far behind. But Joe Manchin puts forward a piece of legislation. The industry supports it. They're behind it. Republicans and Democrats sign on to it. They ask Senator Heitkamp to do it, which would add momentum, and she doesn't do it. She does a separate bill. So the industry wants her to support the bill. They've been very vocal about that. She's not doing it. Why?
Well, Scott, I didn't know the whole story like that, the way you put it, you know, so... You straightened out what was on my mind, but still, it works both ways. Everybody, especially in this year voting, you know, for take over the House or the Senate, you know, they're going to say anything. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm independent, and I vote for who I feel is the best. And I'm not standing up for Heidi, but I just thought that, you know, you don't give her enough credit and she's trying to do good for being the only Democrat in the covering North Dakota. And just like last week, you mentioned that she only had one town hall meeting, and that's all she had. And Scott, I believe she had more than that. I really, really do. If you go back on your records and check.
I was quoting the Bismarck Tribune as saying it was her first town hall meeting. I think it was her first true town hall meeting. She had other meetings where you have different people there on a particular topic, but not meetings where anybody can come to talk about whatever. And so I think that's what the Bismarck Tribune meant by her first town hall meeting, like what Congressman Kramer had been doing. Rick, appreciate your thoughts, though. Thanks for weighing in today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Well, the bar is high for our What's on Your Mind statewide tour of neat little communities. And, I think Bottineau, North Dakota is a great example of a community that's outside the oil patch, if you will. Not near a population center, but doing quite well. And with just good old-fashioned North Dakota tenacity. It's kind of neat. Beautiful area. Just a lot to love and a lot really that represents North Dakota, where we love the rugged lifestyle and the outdoors, and great fun today. Enjoying our broadcast from Bottineau. We're going to meet some more folks from community coming up here in a little bit. In the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind. Here's the telephone number, 228-0550, 701-258-0550. Previous caller thought we were a little hard on Senator Heitkamp on two fronts. One, in quoting the Bismarck Tribune, is saying she'd only done one town hall meeting. And by the way, she's done three now. She did a swing of Bismarck, Fargo, and Grand Forks. But meetings one-on-one with the constituents. And the other point saying, if she's sponsoring legislation for the coal industry that she knows has no chance of passing, how's that any different than what Republicans do when they pass things in the House against Obamacare? And I guess it's a fair point, but it's not exactly a compliment towards Senator Heitkamp that she's playing the usual Washington game either. You know what I mean? And this particular case smacks of me of that. And we'll ask her about it. We'll invite her back. We have already to come on and talk about it. Why not just sponsor legislation that actually has some momentum rather than your own? Is that cover to be able to say you did something without actually putting your name on something that's there. But fair point by Rick, and welcome other comments that agree or disagree. Rich in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how's it going? Say, I think the national baseball or the national holiday for opening of baseball is ridiculous. I mean, if anything, the Super Bowl should be a national holiday, or at least like the other guy said, that moving it to Saturday. I mean, like a Thursday night game between the Oakland Raiders and Jacksonville Jaguars gets the ratings of like the World Series. So,
who do you think? I mean, I know there's 100,000 people in the signature, so that's not a lot of people when you consider population in the United States. But who do you thinks this is a good idea? I don't, you know. I guess Ozzie Smith thinks it's a good idea because he's made his livelihood in baseball, but I'm talking about real folks out here in the real world. Do we need another holiday, Rich?
I don't think so, but if you were going to have one, I'd say Super Bowl because a lot of people get together for that, you know. So I guess that's my opinion on it.
Yeah, and as the previous caller said, my gosh, how many baseball games are there? At least football, you could say it's a little more. I don't think we need a national holiday for either myself. But appreciate you calling, Rich, and weighing in. Another thumbs down on a national holiday for Major League Baseball's opener. What do you think, folks? 800-228-0550. Let's go to Steve in Fargo, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Scott. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Heidi, and unfortunately, Democrats in general, up to their same old games. And that when I heard her announce this legislation and she's standing there in the microphone and reading it, is she basically saying, we're going to let the Obama administration's EPA pass whatever crazy regulations they want, you know, basically restricting the production of coal-fired power or the emissions of coal-fired power plants to the point, you know, where it's punitive, but then we're going to have the government step in and support them through subsidies. That's what I got out of her speech. That's insane. The government is broke.
I mean, first of all, I think Heidi Heitkamp's voice and her action in her time as a candidate and now as a senator has fairly been called very supportive of coal, right? And but when it comes time to actually say, hey, here's some momentum behind legislation that would stop all the bad things they want to do and take words into action, when you go a route of sponsoring a new piece of legislation, a different piece of legislation, rather than joining the one that has momentum, I think it's at least fair to question the political motives here. You know, in other words, does she just want the issue,
yeah,
or does she actually want to fix this problem?
Her piece of legislation does not restrict the craziness of what the EPA is trying to do, and that's the only way to solve this problem. Anyone that has anything to do with coal and wants to continue their job, whether you're working at a plant or mining it or doing whatever, if you are voting for Democrats, either in the Senate, the House, or the presidency, you are playing with fire because they do not want you to continue to be in that business. They want Solyndra and whatever else they can make go broke, but they are not supportive of coal and any dancing that Heidi does. Rhetoric is wonderful, but step up and do something that matters. And this piece of legislation, as you've stated, Scott, is look at me, I'm doing something. where when you look at what it would do if it passed and the probability of it passing is a complete waste of time with regard to supporting coal in North Dakota.
And I'll ask specifically, why not just sponsor the bill that had some momentum, the Manchin bill? I don't know that that's been asked anywhere else in the media. I haven't seen it. If you've seen it anywhere, let me know. Direct my attention to it.
I'll tell you the answer, and she won't say it, because that one actually has teeth and would impact the situation. But she obviously is not going to say that.
And by the way, the industry has been very clear about asking for her support specifically on that.
I've been ripping on her for, 45 seconds. She came out big on guns. She came out big on getting rid of that idiot that they nominated for the Justice Department and some other things that went directly against the Obama administration. So kudos to Heidi for that. But if she's really supporting North Dakota, coal and fracking are where it's at, and she better start jumping up. Well, she doesn't have to. We live in a representative republic. She can do whatever she wants, but that's what she ran on, and she's not doing it yet.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Stephen, I also appreciate you recognizing that she has done some things that have been directly in opposition to what the administration wanted, which I think is important, because it connects what she pledged she would do in the campaign to what she's actually done, and does deserve credit for that. Don is South Dakota listening on KFIRE. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I was just curious. No one ever says a comment about, they always say cutting the National Guards and Army. Why don't they cut the EPA down the size? Because they seem to be the ones that are screwing up this country.
How about zero? Non-existent.
Well, right. Yeah. Instead of cutting the Army and all that's supposed to be helping us, why not cut the EPA and some of them other organizations that are trying to destroy this country? No one ever talks about that.
Well, let me ask you this, Don. If the EPA went away, do you think that states wouldn't do a good job of maintaining their environment?
Right. They've got it down to where everyone can organize, take care of themselves without them knotheads ruining everything.
Yeah, no,
and if they didn't, then they can straighten it back out again.
That's what, to me, is most offensive.
But
no one
ever says anything about cutting them guys. They talk about cutting everything else but them guys.
Yeah, exactly. And, instead of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Guard, and the reductions, by the way, hitting North Dakota, 210 soldiers. I don't know how many in the South Dakota, but talking about reduction of numbers of 9%. You can't tell me there aren't other areas that we could do without before we get there. And the other thing that was a little offensive is just bragging about it in Europe, Don, appreciate the call. Glad you're listening in South Dakota. Thanks. Botno, North Dakota is where we are broadcasting from, celebrating a great small town in North Dakota with a lot of big things happening. And we'll talk about a couple of them when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
My friends at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, and Walker, Minnesota have done it again. A great deal, a very special deal for our listeners now through the end of April. Here's the deal. 50% off, half off any room. 50% off, that's right, half off any spa treatment. 50% off the bowling, private bowling of two lanes. You'll have a blast. It's great family fun. We crank up the jukebox. We have a great time every time we go. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your stay for the entire crew. Your pick of rooms, 3-bedroom, 2-bedroom, you name it. Just need a king-size big room. There's no such thing as a bedroom at Chase on the Lake. They're all fabulous. Here's how you get this offer. Any Sunday through Thursday, now through the end of April, go to chaseonthelake.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code SCOTT. If you'd like, call them. Tell them Scott sent you. They'll walk you through the reservation. 888-CHASE-06. 888-242-7306. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What is on your mind? It's the name of the program, for good reason. It's that important to us to know what's on your mind. We even have a name to the show after it. So you tell us at 800-228-0550. Botno is on my mind today because that's where we're broadcasting live from, the State Bank of Botno. And spent a good chunk of late yesterday afternoon and evening here through this morning and found a little jewel in north central North Dakota here in Botno, North Dakota. We're going to talk with some of the folks up in the business community here in just a few minutes as well. In the meantime, your calls welcome. Derek, listening on 550 KFAR north of Belfield. What's on your mind today, Derek?
This national holiday sports thing, you know, I think they're digging looking for that. My family and friends, we are big football fanatics. We always have a huge to-do for Super Bowl, and it's not that I don't have anything against football. The pros and cons of it. Baseball's been around a lot longer. There's a lot more teams than there are in football. And, you know, you don't have the head injuries and people drooling into a cup when they're older after they retire. And it is known as America's pastime. You know, there's expressions in this country like apple pie and baseball. So it's got the credibility for it. It just doesn't need to be a national holiday.
Yeah, no
kidding. Whether they play 162 games or not is really irrelevant. It just doesn't need to be a national holiday. If you're looking for things to be national holidays, you know, put it towards the general public somehow for parents and things that are that need the credibility.
Derek, appreciate the call. I don't know if Ozzie Smith is listening today. We're trying to find the guy that thinks it's a good idea, guy or girl. Anybody think Major League Baseball's opener being a holiday is a good idea? White House is going to decide this because 100,000 people have signed a petition, believe it or not. Yana in Fargo, let's get you in here before we chat about Botno. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. This is Yana calling in Fargo today. I think what should be on everybody's mind today is what's happening with the Supreme Court with Hobby Lobby and religious freedom, Scott. It's scary, and it's happening right now. We have our ladies in D.C. standing out there, and every American today is being challenged on a level that we've never been challenged before, I think, of taking religion and convictions, religious convictions out of our lives. So very, very concerned about what's happening in this government's case against Hobby Lobby owners today at the Supreme Court. So,
yeah, think about that. Right. Think about the force of the federal government saying, we don't care what you believe, you will provide this coverage. I mean, that's what at odds here. And, boy, I tell you, these companies – a neat story is obviously Hobby Lobby and their story well known. I've learned more about this wood company and the founders behind it and the difficulty that they've had in fighting this, both of them before the Supreme Court today. Pretty extraordinary courage to stand up like this and take this all the way to the Supreme Court.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I just got a phone call from some of my friends that are at the Supreme Court today, and they're saying Planned Parenthood guess who? Planned Parenthood is out there in full force with necklaces with coat hangers around their neck. And so once again, Scott, we come back to the whole abortion industry thing and wanting to take our religious freedoms away like they tried here in 2012 when they came in with millions of dollars to defeat our religious freedom amendment. And so I think we need to be aware of this. You know, I know it seems far away, but I would suggest people go and shop at Hobby Lobby today here in Fargo and other places if you're listening. And then we cannot let government tell us what our convictions and our beliefs should be, whether it's privately or in business, frankly.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one to keep an eye on. Obviously, the arguments happening before the Supreme Court today. Won't get a ruling on that for many months, still near the end of the term. But fascinating one to watch for sure. And kudos to those that are standing up and putting their bucks there, because that's no easy feat. Thanks, Yana. Good reminder.
Yep.
We talked about it a little bit earlier last hour as well, but certainly an issue front and center on the national scene today. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number, 701-258-0550. We're in Botno, North Dakota today. Our What's On Your Mind microphones here celebrating small town North Dakota. I want to thank our sponsors for making this possible, including the State Bank of Botno, Wold Engineering, the Cobblestone Inn, Nodak Supply, Mickelson Aggregates, and want to thank our friends at First State Insurance, locally owned and operated insurance agency. First State Insurance, providing quality insurance products for individuals and businesses. And Evett and Linda and the crew over there, we appreciate their sponsorship as well today from Botno, North Dakota. All right. I mentioned the Cobblestone Inn, J.C. Chisholm. Originally from Watford City, North Dakota. We have lots of listeners out there in the oil patch. Now in Botno, North Dakota, and the proprietor of the Cobblestone Inn is with us. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. And thanks for the wonderful stay last night at the Cobblestone.
Good. Breakfast was good for you this morning?
Breakfast was good. Yeah. Slept like a baby. The whole thing was great.
Good.
Wonderful
good.
Facility. And not just hotel accommodations, but you got a little event center there too, right?
We do. Correct. We have a rather larger convention center is what I would call it. We can seat up to about 450 people in there, and it actually splits down to three sections, so we're able to host conventions or smaller events at a time, too. Also, in our hotel itself, we have a smaller meeting room, too, that seats about 50 to 60 people comfortably, too.
And that's new to the community, right?
It is, correct. Come in April 11th will be our first year.
And so what is tell us how it's been used, how folks received it.
Very well. The community's been great, you know, stopping and supporting us and everything like that. Local events we've had there, weddings, out-of-staters coming through, the oil patch stuff coming through, of course. We have 45 rooms to accommodate everybody, and all our rooms have the same amenities in all of them. So you would, you know, if you come in, you're going to get the same size TV, DVD player, fridge, microwave, ironing board, and a hair dryer in there, too.
It's a nice addition to a small town North Dakota that you're really going to get a stay equal with anything you find in a bigger city. And obviously, the banquet facilities make for the ability to keep things a little closer to home for folks.
Correct. You don't have to do all the driving and worry about the weather or anything like that. We're here. There's no stairs or elevators to worry about for the convention center. It's just one level you're in, and it's very accommodating for everybody to.
Good community support so far?
Very good.
First year going well?
Very good. I anticipate it to be even busier this year.
That's great. So a place to stay in Botno, Cobblestone Inn, and very comfortable. I can speak from experience. I had a great night stay there last night. That sounds fantastic. Thanks, JC.
Thank you.
Jeremy Tweed is here, and Jeremy is the owner of Tweed Country Egg. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Not a native, but been here about a decade or so, huh?
Yep, moved down in 03.
Almost a native, though, because you were...
We consider ourselves that, that's right.
Or is Medora like a kind of a suburb?
Basically, yeah. Just out of the range.
There's a Medora, Manitoba. I don't know if folks knew that, but Jeremy's from Medora, Manitoba originally, but now down here in Botno at Tweed Country Egg. Tell us about Tweed Country Egg. What do you do?
We have a CarQuest auto parts store. Carry, you know, anywhere from 500,000 to 600,000 in in-store inventory at any given time. We're the Big Tex trailer dealer for the area. We have a full tire department. We carry the Bobcat skid steer line and all the attachments for that. We have the Ingersoll Rand line, and then we have also a complete service department for vehicles, farm equipment. We're a DOT inspection station for semis and trailers. So little bit of everything, but we're right in the area we're in. We think it's a good fit for what we have.
The need for speed's a big deal for producers these days, isn't it? They don't
That's
want
right.
much downtime, right?
That's right. So we try to, you know, and we have our service vehicles and getting to that, you know, where we can be out to the field or we can be on the side of the road or where we need to be to keep people going.
So the growers you're talking about, they're making all those planning decisions right now and gearing up for another season. What are they saying? What's the chatter amongst producers out here?
Well, you like to think people are being pretty optimistic. You know, every year starts out like that, I think, and I think we're in a great area here, and we have good farmers. You know, we have some big farmers, we have some small farmers, so it's a nice mix, and, you know, it's a great area. It's a great area to farm in, it's a great area to do business in, and it's a great area to live in.
How do you gauge how things are going year to year?
Well, we visit with the customers, whether it be, you know, at trade shows or local events in the community for different sponsorships or what it may be. You can visit with a lot of people. You stop at the coffee shops, and a lot of that stuff can be just over, you know, over a cup of coffee or over the hood of a truck. You just visiting with guys one-on-one and seeing their thoughts.
What's predominant up in the north central country here for crops? What are folks, anything more than other?
You know, there's your wheat and your barleys, and, you know, there's sunflowers around here and that. So, you know, yeah, there's a good mix of specialty crops in that as well. So it is, like we said, it's a great area to farm in, and I think it's a good time to be in that industry as well.
Yeah, but things are going pretty well, aren't they?
It has. And as a dealership or as a business, we try to endear ourselves to the community as well. The community has been great to us in our 10 years here and hopefully for many more. And we try to be, you know, out there as a supporter in many, many events in the community and the school and the Dakota College and everywhere. Because I think that's what you have to do in these small towns to keep them moving.
What's your favorite part of Botno?
We just love the area. We love the free space. You know, it has all the snowmobile and fishing area. It's got the sporting that we like, and we like the fact that we consider it a small town, and we feel safe, and it's a great great community with a lot of great people.
Four seasons of great fun. They have a lot of fun out here, and it is it's a small town by any estimation, but it's also got a lot of vibrancy to it. It's really a neat little town. Thanks for sharing a little bit of the story, and good luck to everybody at Tweed Country Ag.
Thank you very much for having me.
Good to talk to you. Jeremy Tweed and J.C. Chisholm, a couple of business owners here from Botno, North Dakota, and telling our story today from Botno. Hey, Phil in Minot, listening on KCJB, wants to weigh in on this debate of the holiday. Are you our first caller that thinks it's a good idea to have a national holiday on the first day of Major League Baseball opening?
I don't believe so. I love baseball, but... I'm thinking that I'm not going to enjoy the holiday, or at least not a paid holiday. I think what we're talking about here is another paid day off for government workers.
So that's what's going on, huh? Just another day to take the taxpayers' dough and stay home or watch a baseball game? You think that's what's behind it, Phil?
Well, baseball is a great game, don't get me wrong. I don't think the majority of the citizens in this country are going to enjoy a day off. My company, what I do, I'm the driver. I'm not going to get a day off for that. But I believe the government workers will. So if you support it, I think you're supporting another paid day off for government workers.
Yeah, an interesting angle. I hadn't thought of that, whether or not that's the push behind it or not, but... It's a head scratcher. I'm with you, by the way. Baseball's great. I don't think I think it's very plausible we can all be baseball supporters here and still think a national holiday is kind of a crazy idea. Phil, thanks for weighing in and listening today in Minot. Let's get Jim and Selby in here quickly before the break. Jim, got about half a minute for you. Take it away.
Hello?
The floor is yours. 30 seconds. Jim, go.
Say, you know, some of them government workers are military. When I was stationed overseas, time changes kind of messed up watching the Super Bowl. So maybe Monday would be a good day off. Or they could move it to Saturday night would even be better.
By the way, that's the best part of this discussion of whether or not Major League Baseball ought to be having a holiday for their opener. We've morphed into, if you're going to do any holiday, do it around the Super Bowl. And do it so more people can watch it. Good idea, Jim. Thanks for calling from Selby, South Dakota today on What's On Your Mind. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway is sweet. special occasion. Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Why do farmers do what they do? You ask, we get you the answers. Got an answer for you in just a moment, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. Also got to tell you about our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealers, and a couple calls that have come in off the air on some topics in our final segment from Botno today, broadcasting live from the State Bank of Botno. Let's see here. What are we going to do first? We better find out why farmers do what they do. And we had a caller call in a question and say, you know what? Young folks, are they getting involved in agriculture? And if so, why? And we found an answer from a young grower. Levi, a grain farmer from Ypsilanti, answer the question, why do young folks get involved in agriculture?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a place for young people in our state, in North Dakota, to get involved in agriculture. When you look at the average age of the American farmer, being 65 years age or plus, there's definitely going to be room for young people to get involved in our industry within our state. I think it just comes down to finding out whether you're a passionate person or a hard worker, then transferring that over to finding a job with either a farmer, a hired hand, or a local elevator. And if you're just willing to work hard and put in the time, I think that's going to pay off for you in the long run, and you never know what opportunities will be open for you in the future.
Levi, thanks for telling us why farmers do what they do, and if you'd like to ask a question, get an answer, we'll get it, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Just go to ndfb.org, ndfb.org, and click on the Contact Us page. Also want to thank our sponsors, High Plains Apache Sales and Service. Got some open houses coming up soon, and we're going to be broadcasting from there, as a matter of fact. They are your Apache sprayer headquarters. Got a dedicated sales and service team, and they have one focus, which is kind of nice, sprayers. And it shows in everything they do. So check out highplainsapache.com. Find out all you need to know about their straightforward approach, their application expertise, their focus on customer service. They have new equipment. They have used equipment. They have parts and service. They're in Frontier, North Dakota, right off 52nd at Walmart there, opposite end of, actually on the east side of I-29, opposite Walmart. And then Mandan as well, 1701 East Side Court, southeast of Mandan. Call them in Fargo at 297-6464 or in Mandan at 663-2375 at High Plains Apache Sales and Service. Here's some calls that came in off the air, one on Senator Heidi Heitkamp. We were talking about her introducing some coal legislation and whether that was the right approach or signing on to the legislation that has some momentum. Here's the comment from one of the listeners on that.
This is Ron in Bismarck. And when you opened your program, you asked about suggestions where the government could save money rather than cutting the military budget. First thing, when Heidi Heitkamp had her kickoff meeting at the Bismarck Library, I was there, asked her about her support for Obamacare. And she said, Obamacare is a budget saver. She says, there are some things in it you won't like, but I'll get back to you with the figures. She's never gotten back with the figures. And now the CBO has said that it'll cost us $2.3 trillion in the first 10 years. Number two, the $86 million that was sent to Arab nations to rebuild their dilapidated mosques by our government about 3 years ago. Number three, Planned Parenthood. We give them like $150, $160 million a year from the federal government, and they're the largest abortion provider in the U.S. And what about the Council for the Arts, how much money we give them to have art pieces like the crucifix dipped in urine and those kind of things? Why can't that be self-supporting as well? That's just a few suggestions. Bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Here's others. Let's just roll through these so we get to all of them.
The only reason Obama would go to war with Russia is so he could surrender the United States to them. Thank you.
All right, here's another on the national.
Yeah, my name is Fred from Bismarck, and I think we should start preparing for Obama's last day as president and have that as a national day off. because that will truly be a day to celebrate. Thank you. Okay. Goodbye.
Oh, that's the creativity from the listeners. All right, here's another on the petition signatures for a national holiday for Major League Baseball's opener.
Hey, how about we try and get 100,000 signatures to limit the number of times the first family can go on vacation? Let's try that one.
There's a budget saver for you. Yeah, a little controversy over Michelle Obama's trip to China right now, especially because she didn't bring any media along. Kind of a little secret, taking off the folks in the media. All right, here's one on the EPA, last one of the day.
Yeah, this EPA and this green energy and in the European Union's and UK, they've been promoting that for years now. So now they are using their aborted babies to heat their hospitals over there. Thanks to green energy. Thanks a lot.
That story, I saw it and almost made me sick to my stomach. To the point where I couldn't even utter a word about it, as horrible as it is. That is just awful. Offends you to the core. Anyway, thanks for letting us know what's on your mind. By the way, that line is there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for you. Use it. Tell us what's on your mind, 855-200-1776. Just press extension 1. Got a guest idea, a show topic you want us to tackle. You name it. We're here for you 24-7 with the What's on Your Mind hotline at 855 855- 800-200-1776, extension 1. All right, we're out of time in beautiful Botno, and we're going to meet with some good folks here at the State Bank of Botno. I want to thank Pat Arts and his team for having us. Been serving the Botno area since 1901. Wold Engineering, the Cobblestone Inn, Nodax Supply, Mickelson Aggregates, First State Insurance, Took Enterprises, Kingville's Body Shop, Family Bakery, Botno Farmers Elevator, D&B Body Works, Linus Masonry, State Bank of Botno Insurance, St. Andrews Health Center. Thank you all. Tweed Country Ag, Dawn's Hair Stop, Pizza Inn, you're great.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.